There's absolutely nobody in my view, including my cousin and my mother's case, that I am telling a story of truth. Mr. President, as tagging below, may I have your full and complete undivided attention to these matters of importance from my perspective of life challenges that a man of your privilege and history and experience just does not see the truth to what is occurring in our societal breakage, not unity. It is hurting, harming us to our destruction, not our conquering of the world order. I tell you now, this is a national security issue. During my visit to the FBI on June 21, 2006, I make such a demand of address to what was happening then is happening again here in Denver. I said it to them as well in email. This is a national security issue and remains such as high importance to correct. I am not crazy. Until I can see it as proven otherwise, to actually hold the honor and integrity for the wisdom, wise guidance that is long-standing I'm holding and do the right thing every single time instead of the wrong thing every single time, that is the standing of the truth of this matter, and I am holding its truth knowing I hold its domain set standing at it real of human. Net and is standing unchallenged to that notion of real deal deliverance as best as I can, one man to the world. I have done my absolute honest to God, and honest to God is best to hold a form of country and patriotic view upon this and not succumb to suicide. It's documented, people documented, detailed documented to the course of action that must be taken. Nobody gives me the time of day and write a mindful course correction plan of action to say I'm right and justified by my anger. I am angry, justifiable to the dimension of this illusion that honesty is the superiority of thought in this country, when it is dishonesty that reigns superior in the United States of America in this era of my lifespan, time and struggles I keep encountering. There should not be any conflict, but there is actually intractable conflicts adorned as the status quo, and I'm trying to do something good for a change. On justified reasons I must bring offense to its extreme because nobody is listening. Common decency. You all are absolutely insane. I am attempting to wisdom wise. Your fault for these failures are your hold and keep. Keeping secret, nope. That's the real dope here, not of drugs and the long-standing war on drugs and the mistaken preconceived misconception of the cause of all addictions is now truth and mistakenly perceived by the majority of our society at all social class levels in all walks of life. This is a mistake to correct. One of many priority reassessment of our collective character. Unaddressed of this now actualized truth of our society is the dope from being dopes of all time, stupidest selfish self-interest disillusion reasons to justify that anyone can hold any kind of validity of that proven destructive force anymore. It has got to go away and go away quickly, but it can't. We are not going to be able to handle the truth that we actually are a society formed of today's moldable clay presence on dishonesty onto the fabrics of lies after lies after lies, even into court and everywhere. When are we going to hold onto our crumble bone and change to incredulity wise? I think I have proven myself to you that I'm no joke and dope.